The Phoenix and the Carpet by Edith Nesbit. To my dear godson Hubert Griffith and his sister Margaret. To Hubert. Dear Hubert, if I ever found a wishing carpet lying around, I'd stand upon it and I'd say, "Take me to Hubert right away." And then we'd travel very far to where the magic countries are that you and I will never see, and choose the loveliest gifts for you from me. But oh, alack and well-a-day, no wishing carpets come my way. I never found a phoenix yet, and Samoyeds are so hard to get. So I can give you nothing fine, only this book, your book and mine, and hers, whose name by yours is set. Your book, my book, the book of Margaret. E. Nesbit. Dymchurch. Chapter 1. The Egg. It began with the day when it was almost the 5th of November, and a doubt arose in some breast, Robert's, I fancy, as to the quality of the fireworks laid in for the Guy Fawkes celebration. They were jolly cheap, said whoever it was, and I think it was Robert. And suppose they didn't go off on the night? Those Prosser kids would have something to snigger about then. The ones I got are all right, Jane said. I know they are, because the man at the shop said they were worth thribble the money. I'm sure thribble isn't grammar, Anthea said. Of course it isn't, said Cyril. One word can't be grammar all by itself, so you needn't be so jolly clever. Anthea was rummaging in the corner drawers of her mind for a very disagreeable answer when she remembered what a wet day it was and how the boys had been disappointed of that ride to London.